So we didn't mention Shabbos at all. He's not Yotzev. If he mentioned Shabbos somewhere in the davening, so he said a Tfilas Chol. He said Brach of Das and Rafu and Pernosa and Geula, etc. And somewhere in the middle, he figured out some way to mention Shabbos. Abishal Kava Brach of the Shabbos is Yotzev. So Mishabur mentioned this before, that as long as you get that phrase in, you're good.
What do you have to mention the Talmud, not just the Musaf?
It's interesting, the Lashon of the Tosis over there, is actually the Nasal Fenecha is Kerbesenu. It doesn't mention Shabbos in the Lashon Tosfos itself. It's only saying the Karbonis of Shabbos, Kerbesenu, including Shabbos, or Musaf of Shabbos. Right, it sounds like it's enough, but what he's saying here is that. I'm assuming that once Chazal were mechayev us to mention the Musaf, they're mechayev us to mention the Korban Tomid, and we do the Tomid and we do more. So because we always mention the two together, and that's the Fanech, as Korban said, right? To me, because they don't mention Musaf and Kachosam.
Is it covered for the Korban Tomid? Not to
ignore it, or is it? I'm not sure. I don't know whether it's a Sushal or not. There is a Gemara in Zvachim, the Mora says that the Korban Tomid on Shabbos, the Mora discusses the concept of you have Tadar Kaidim, the Mora says, so that's why the Korban Tomid goes first, besides the other drushes, etc. The Mora says, well, maybe there should be a Raya, that you have Tadar and Mekudish. The Mora has a suffix, you have Tadar and Mekudish, which gets priority, Tadar or Mekudish. The Mora says you're being a raya from the Korban Tomid goes before the Korban Musaf, which is not a raya because just Shabbos, the same way Shabbos helped to make the Musaf Kurdish, Shabbos helped to make the Korban Tomid Kurdish. So the Korban Tomid on Shabbos has Kedusha Shabbos in it. It's not just a regular Korban Tomid. The Mora's Lashon is even actually more says it's, and it didn't help for the Korban Tomid also. It's like, what are you thinking? Of course, not for the Korban Tomid also. Mora holds like a different posture, such an idea. So I don't know whether that would be connected over here or not. Okay, Sipkatan Tess, Shachol B'Shabbos. If you feel if you misalve gloy, mispalo Shachol Shabbos, kam ken tzarach laser, mistama mispalo Shachol k'moshu rogel. If you're not sure, so we assume that he's having the wrong thing. Fine. Lo Yotza. I think I told you the shal I had with the Ritzei. We were talking about Ritzei, about the person who only washed on Shabbos, right? Right. It's a similar. Oh. If a person had the sensitivity to wheat, and he only washed on Shabbos, never washed during the week. So whenever he benched, he always benched with Ritzei. And he's Masufik, and he said Ritzei. So the Lachas, he didn't say Ritzei, because you got like your normal Hageloi, but his Hageloi is always to say Ritzei. So I once heard the Shaila, the Pesach was taken over. Ramechel Steinmetz saying over the Shaila, he got the Shaila, he said he passed it to the person, we assume he said Ritzei. Yeah. Allah Yatsa, who would then be Yom Tov, Philip Yom Tov Sheni. If you said just Tfilas Shachol, it applies to Yom Tov, it applies to Yom Tov Sheni, you have to mention Yom Tov. Even for us, Yom Tov Sheni is really a Shachol, but if you just said Rak, V'nasa L'fanecha, Eschol B'Seinu, B'Smira Hayom B'Kram and Mustaf, is Yotz. He said that phrase. Okay. The point of which the Tosfos was saying over there that the psukim of the korban are not ma'akev. The main thing is the nusuk of anas lefanachas. If you said the whole paragraph, it's the gorgut, even though you didn't say the psukim at the end. Okay. Sif hey, Tommy spells shachol b'shabbos lehiskar shol shabbos. So we have this problem. He didn't mention shabbos. And imakar raglov. So if he finished shmoneser already, he stepped back. So chayzul rosh, he has to start shmoneser over again. Imakar raglov. If he didn't get to akiris raglov yet, and we'll talk about that in a second, Mr. Bura. Abisha signed to us even though he finished davening. Since wasn't like a raglav and a chayzer elo the shal shabbos, so he goes back to the beginning of the fourth bracha, or well, what should be the fourth bracha? He already said 19 brachas. He'll go back to what should be the fourth bracha. He'll say the bracha of Shabbos, and then he continues with say moedim and v'sim shalom. Sheshem shachar shal shabbos shachar is ayin le'elvasim and kufav. Okay. So over there he deals with the status of a lekayin tzor and the yihu l'rotzon. That if a person says lekayin tzor and he says yihu l'rotzon, even though he hasn't stepped back, that's considered that he already was oker raglov. Fine. So Shabbos, he has to go back to Shabbos. The filo nisker kadem moedim. Lo yichlo yisah bavoyde lo meretzein noav nuchoseinu b'yom haShabbos. Chilo tzarech lo merbracha l'knush haShayom b'yabad yavu. So the fellow says, listen, it's a tzil of avoyde. We add yalav yavu, which means it's a place where we talk about kabbonis, or we talk about kedusha haShayom. You know, that's where we mention Rosh Chodesh, Cholam Moed. So let's mention Shabbos over here and not go back. He says, no, the chatzila we're going to make you go back because it's supposed to get its own bracha. But he had, Mr. Burr says, he would be yotzei as long as he said it there in Avoda. Like I said before, if he says that any one of the brachas he mentioned Shal Shabbos, even though it wasn't covered bracha, Shabbos is yotzei. So that's what we're saying. So this idea, here we are again with the same idea.
Even though he's going to therefore go back and make another say again. We sure want to do that. When you're saying b'di'evet yotzei, like when pastors say he did this, then we wouldn't make him go back? Or if somebody's not always going to answer, you should still do it?
You want to know in a case where he already did this in Ritzei, he came up with this idea, and mentioned in Ritzei, and he said, but he hasn't been Arkei Raglov. So would it be better for him to just continue at that point in time? Because the Maisa, he said it already.
Yeah, that's no worse than saying in any bracha. If you said it in any bracha, you're okay.
Right. So the question what Reuben is asking is that only true once you're like a raglov, we say you're yotzei b'di'evet. But calls him on a mishmonesrei. Maybe it's preferable to. Right. I think you. I don't think you go back. Once you mentioned that, I think so. Okay. Now the Ramah said in regards to a shliach tzibur, which was forgot shal shabbos b'shachris, so he sends you back to the leil in siman kuf chavav. The case over there was a shatz who forgot in Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yavoi that if he realized before he was Oker Raglov, he goes back to Ritzei. But if he finished all the Shmoneh Esrei, so he's not Chayser. Right? Now, we're talking about daytime, obviously, because there's no Chodesh at nighttime, and normally the person who gets Ritzei, he has to go back. The argument being over there that since the Maisa, unless you're talking about the Tzibur, which he'd have to actually be Moitzi people, but nowadays it's to fulfill the Tekanas Chazal of Chazaras Tefillah, but he's not really be Moitzi anybody. So the fact that he forgot Ritzei, no, not to say, if we got Yalav Yavoi, doesn't take away the status of Shemoneh Esrei from the tefillah that he said. So he said a tefillah, even though he did not say the Haskara that he's supposed to say. That doesn't take away the shame of the we were mekayim to Kanes Chazal of Chazaras HaTefillah, right? So Luchara, who had the by Shabbos, we'd have the same type of a situation that everybody daven Shabbos Zikr Shemoneh Esrei and everybody's there to say. Right, so we're saying over here, you have to daven a Chazaras HaTefillah. So we did a Chazaras HaTefillah, said the wrong thing, right? At least in the case, once he's our Karaglov, we would not make him go back. That's what the Ramah is referring to. Okay, Sivov. Hatayim until the Shabbos, Hechlev Shel Zubazu, he confused Shacharis with Marav or Mincha, whatever it is. And a Kaiser. So, but he ever you said that even though we have different schools for Marav, Shachris, and Mincha, they're not Ma'akev. The Yeshamim Shim Hichlef Shal Musaf Acheres Acheres Shal Musaf is Kaiser. However, not by Musaf. So the Mishabura and a Kaiser Yudal she Acher Sheshul Mishi Iker Bracha Revius. He would say Benuchas. And the main thing is the last paragraph is that number Bechol Brachos Sheshul Shabbos, and that's in all of the Brachos equally. Davka Shasim a Bracha, when this Kabemsa Bracha Posik. He finished a bracha already, so he's fine. But if he realizes in the middle of Marev that he's instead of saying Atok Tidash, he said Atok Echod, and he still hasn't finished off the bracha, he should go back to the beginning and say Atok Tidash. Fine. Then the Machaber said some say by Musaf, it's a different ball game. So the Mishabura. Tesvav, Achrayim Tamu Al Masha Kosev Balosh and Yesh Armim. The Kuliyam Oedim is that. This is not a Yesh Armim. Everybody agrees with this. Musaf, which is there to represent the extra Karbonis, you cannot fulfill that with saying the Nusach of Shacharis or Mincha, whatever it might be, and vice versa. This Tefillah is not the Tefillah which represents. You can't use it for Mincha. It's not about the normal korban which is being brought then. It's about an extra korban, so it's a totally different topic. Musaf acheres, afilu im acheres gam ken minyan haShabbos kegon yismach Moshe v'chegavna kim shlo niska bo minyan korban shel Musaf. So, but it does. He used the Shabbos to Shemoneh Esrei, but the wrong one. But it doesn't mention Musaf there, so he's not yotze. Kim shlo niska bo minyan muskar Musaf shel Shabbos achol shkeni mihi til acheres tegamri. And for sure that this is true. It's not a Shabbos like a Shemoneh Esrei. It's like a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Then a Kaliel, the Marker Raglav Chayzel Rosh. So what do you do? See Marker Raglav Chayzel Rosh. If you Marker Raglav Chayzel to count the Shabbos. So you go back to the beginning of the fourth bracha, or you go back to the beginning, depending whether you look at Raglav or not. Fine. Because the Kaliel of the Imnizker Acher Shasim a bracha and so is Kadam Shayzel would say. Yermer benas lafenecha karban musaf v'yotze b'zeh v'yemer locha mashik sam l'oy b'zeh. Let's take a look at the bir locha musaf b'acheres. I'm a shibur dim loy okar raglav chosel the count of Shabbos. No. Okay. No. In that piece, he quotes the Chayyim in the middle. V'chayyim klal chavches masad alorim the chol hecha the tzabul hiskar shal musaf b'shkudushes hayoyim. So he said Yisrael Moshe by mistake. So he didn't mention musaf. As that yomer ba'avoda, kashu yomer b'shevus avadol b'sechah yomer menas lefenecha b'smida hayoyim u'b'karmen musaf. So we find in general we are willing to use avoida to talk about the karbonis. So you mentioned the bracha b'fnei atzmai for carbon for Shabbos. So that you did. You have to mention the karbonis. Fine. So you mentioned the karbonis and avoida in the bracha which is called avoida. You mentioned Shabbos. He said Yisrael Moshe. Let's say, he said the Shachar Shemoneh Esrei from the middle, the Nusar for the Shachar Shemoneh Esrei from the middle bracha. So, and now, but he needs to mention the korbanos. So he mentioned the korbanos. He can mention the korbanos and would say. Or a cheresh or some musaf. If he flipped around, he davened. I gave us two examples: musaf b'cheres or cheres b'shal musaf. So either one is hanu shomer menusaf to count the shabbos. Kamosu so the shem shachris. He said the to count the shabbos, which is the musaf nusach during shachris. So now, when you say the Shachris Shmoneh Esrei in place of Musaf, I say, listen, you didn't mention the Korbanos. What's so bad about mentioning the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei in the place of Shachris? You mentioned Shabbos. We said if you say Atok Yidash Torah Torachod, it's fine. So why are we saying this is no good? Because over here, since your Korbanos is the Shem Shachris and you're talking about the Korbanos of the Musaf, you're not saying the right thing. So that's an element of sheker that you're doing. If they are makam, we have this before in Kuf Ches. Like if a person makes a hoysofa for Rosh Chodesh or something like that in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, not on Rosh Chodesh. Right, we had those examples, and that, person decide, he forget, he got confused, and he says we suffer for Chanukah. When it's not Hanukkah. So he brought over there an argument to say that you're saying, when you're going to say this day, your Rosh Chodesh is that, it's not Rosh Chodesh, you're being Meshaker. So saying Shaker Lefnei HaMokom, Milosh Venesari, is not a good idea. Beginning of Dabkin Kaleel, the Mokom Ragov Chesh LeRosh, we spell it to L'Acheres, Kekoygen L'Shem Shachris. Okay, so if he finishes Rosh Chodesh Esrei, so what does he do? He gets Shabbos Shachris again. What about Musaf? Shabbos Musaf lo yisbal oid ki kvar yotza tevila harishayna yidei Musaf ashkavados ha'yisa l'shem Shachris l'shol Shachris. He didn't realize until he finished Shabbos Shachris. He davened the full Shabbos Shachris Musaf. Good, so you're yotza Musaf, but you're not yotza Shachris, so go daven Shachris. So you're out of order. Okay, so you're out of order. What are you supposed to do about it now? But we need to cut him shakar ragla. Become welcome shuaymit. Fill the emes of bracha mishalosh achrenis. Place the emes of maskal yisal moisha. Vayim berlocha. So you stop. Go back to the beginning of the beginning of the fourth bracha. Again, he davened musaf in place of shachris. So go back to yisal moisha. I'm not with you. Am I following?
The last words on the previous page. Isn't exactly what the Chayadam can do in the case of Musaf.
No, because in the case of Musaf, you said a bracha, the Kedush of Shabbos. You said Mekadosh of Shabbos. Probably you didn't mention the Karbonos. So to mention the Karbonos, Avoida is a fair place to mention Karbonos. Okay. Sif Zion. Choytum l'mer v'yichulu mishum yabdur shechal liyus b'shabes sheder b'mer sabat tefila. So why do we say v'yichulu a second time? Because since in the case of yabdur comes out on Shabbos, so we dive on the yabdur Shmoneh Esrei. So you don't say Vayichulu. Therefore, we say Vayichulu afterwards. And once that's true, we just left it like that. Or we say it. And Megam Lohitzi Lemisheni Yudeya. Remember some of Kolrom Uma Umad. Okay, Mishabur Sivchot Nyokesh. Shenam Remesay. Vagam Shabbos Utin Duchol Shabbos. So since in the case where Yantav falls out on Shabbos, we have to say Vayichulu. So you're just misakin, though we say vayichulu. So, and you would say it out loud. So the chazan really should say it out loud to those which aren't able to say it. I think we discussed this one point in time. I'm trying to remember what was the topic? How we got to it? I don't remember. Maybe by the dinner of Dorn Shugzabi Tashur Lamal Peh. Right? So that one of the reasons why you say Vayichulu in Kiddush is to be much to the Bnei Abayis in Vayichulu. So once you bring much to them, the Grosh Shita was that Dorn Shugzabi, you can't say Baal Peh when you bring much to somebody else. You have to be makbid to say Vayichulu inside. So the same idea that shul, that you say in Kiddush Shemoyt Zimani Abayis, we say it in shul, that the Chaz and Shemoyt Zimani, the people who are not able to do it. I guess nowadays we sort of don't wait for the Chaz to say it all out, and everybody says it themselves, because we assume everybody knows how to say it. You test the moment. So you say, "Be your moment. Why moment? The feature is that on the Eidim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, my separations. We're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. We made the Bereshim was this creator of the world. The Dina Eidim Bamida Eidus has to be said standing to receive. I'm doing Mishnei Anashim that the people are saying the Eidus have to stand. Fine." So, even though normally Eidus is two, but over here it's not just the two individuals. Really, it should be the tzibur, like represent as a small microcosm of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is made. So each tzibur is representing Klal Yisrael. At least, and then if not that, at least two, because Eidus requires two people. And v'yachad mispalo. He was all by himself, so why should you repeat Vayichulu? He's not being mentioned to anybody, he's all by himself. And he already said Vayichulu himself, so why is he repeating it? And if he's by himself, he can't say Eidus L'Yachid. Some say he says it, but not Teres Amida. He should say it not b'tara. Say it's just b'tara. Learning words of Torah. Custom out the mercy. Mishachal lemon the basic nesses. Shabakidish ma'umad. Mishachal lemon shabakidish ma'umad. Abisham the basic nesses. So even in other words, if you have the minute to sit for Vayichulu in Kiddush, but in this situation where a person forgot to say it in shul, so then he should say it standing. And then he brings the Prima Gadam says the minhag is always a stand for Vayichulu. In other words, and that's part of the arguments of Mishabur holds to say the bracha of Makadosh HaShabbos and Kiddush in general. Mimotzi and other people, we require that it should be done by yeshiva, that they're sitting together as a group. Chazal came to these type of brachas. They medafka or mechaya, which should be done together as a group. So, and which, if that's true, which requires yeshiva, but Vayichulu should be said because the point of Vayichulu is to be meyud, and being meyud is said standing.
I didn't realize that Vayichulu is considered in any case part of the
Kiddush. I'm not following what I said. That is, you're raising a question about.
Because if it's not
part what of the what Kiddush, yeah.
No, I'm sorry, but because I may miss something. But since if it's not part of the Kiddush proper, then why anyway would you think, you know, aside from the issue of ages, think that it's important to say it's sitting? Yeah. Because.
In general, we say it as an introduction to the Kiddush. So the Kiddush said sitting. You would say it's sitting also.
You're saying that's a better way to do it.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that, you know, saying that for those who are minute to say it's seated, he's saying in a case where you forgot to say it before, you have to stand. And then he's saying, anyway, the minig is to stand for it all the time. And that's what the Prima Gadam is saying.
Right.
I actually sit.
Right, I remember that.
So you're asking what I hold is better. Don't go there, but they're just asking.
Save for the first four weeks.
Save for the first 4 words, right.
What terms of those that say ve'echulu and shul with another person, if they miss it,
right?
Is there anything to that? Or?
Well, that's what he's saying. If that it should be said the tzibur, and or at least it should be b'shnayim. That's what he's saying. At least it should be b'shnayim.
Not simply your own kiddush.
Not a kiddush. Talking about shul.
Right.
The question is, how far in shul, how far out of one's way should one go to say up another person?
I mean, his lashon is v'akapani yubashnayim. I don't. The Chazon Ish argued. The Chazon Ish said you don't need to. I think he holds it. Sorry, say what?
What have you been saying about the person who's been davening by himself before?
Right, so now he's davening by himself, so he doesn't have somebody to say Yehulu with. So he doesn't repeat by Yehulu.
Chazon Ish's reason is because you all said it, you would have said it together, except it's at Mariv and you don't repeat Shmonas, right?
No, his issue was that, you know, this idea that Chazal said a person says by Yehulu is being made Eidus, as he says, that's the kriyas that we have that we say it, but each individual person doesn't have this responsibility to how else you put it, it's, the tzibur was nikra to say this. That's klaisol. That's what klaisol does. But you know, the Russian doesn't need Eli Rangel's Eidus for my separations. Like the Russian, you know, I prove it because Eli Rangel said so. Like that's how Eidus works. Right, so what exactly is this role that we're...
I thought it was for us anyway.
Well, the more Lashon is Kielu, you're being made. So who's that for? It's not for ourselves. Eid is always for somebody else. So yes, when Kleisel gets together and says that's Kleisel's job, is to be Atem Eidai Numa Hashem. Right? But the individual person thinks that I need to be a Kodesh Baruch who's Eidim. Chazon Ish didn't like that.
But our general practice with those who are not specifically the way like the Chazon Ish, is he suggesting that it's better not to say it at all than to say it the Yechidus?
Who, the Chazon Ish or the Mishnah?
No. The Chazon Ish would seem to be saying, go ahead and say it by yourself. Don't.
Yeah, right.
But the
Mishnah Berurah does not seem to weigh in one way or the other. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be in other words, there's two reasons why we say it. We say it once because of Eidus, which when I'm a Yachid, there's no reason to say it. And the other reason we say it is because of Yom Tov Shechalias B'Shabbos. So because of that, they're Masak, and they always say it. So that would be relevant. The first Vayichulu that I have, I am supposed to say. But in davening, so Yom Tov Shechalias B'Shabbos, I need to say Vayichulu because they were Masak. And the second Yesh Armim, the it says you say it, and Yachid says it, it's not because of Eidus, it's because of the other Svar of Yom Tov Shechalias B'Shabbos. So Pasha, I think the minhag is to say it because of that, the Mechaber, you know, because we have both Shitas. Mechaber didn't present it as a Mechaikas. Okay, Sif. Taylor the Biralog of it, just Muhammad. Mr. Burris, example, the Chilia Hadra Oisalemer Beyachad. So he says you should say it together. So who am I going to bring? The Chilia Toyably Hadra Lots is Gam Dasa Tanakama, the Sirle, the Tsichim Lahoyd Kecha Davka. But Bam is Kam along because Mish, but the Insar Lahoyd Beyachad. So the two items don't say their testimony simultaneously. Each one says it. Right? So the more as a Shiloh, if they come in mamash totally independent. There is one thing, you have two items come to Bezin, they present themselves, and then Bezin says, okay, the Bezin will take each aid independently and say, okay, so what did you, with all the aid is not there, what's the story? Ask them the questions. Okay, send them out of the room, bring the second person in, and do the questions again, and we see if they're, you know, because otherwise, you know, they're... But that being said, we have machlokes and gemara. If they're only, it's only validated if they come together as a pair. But if one aid comes, says his aid is, and then he leaves, and then another aid comes later on, are the two aid of yours mitzterefis? That's machlokes tanoim. Whether aidim can be made in zechazer or only basachas, we pass and they can be made in zechazer. So we don't really need even though I'm being made together with other Adam, so the other Adam said it a minute ago, I'm saying it now. So the Yachud who finished Manasseh late can still say it because he's the last aid in, you know. But it's but he says no, but the Chachil, I'm saying we should try and say it together. So the Mishnah Berurah advocates now. Have over here the Moshe of Dirshu that after it's all being said, that the Chazanish says Ein Roi the Katz of Rezeb because fine. Probably the Chazanish Lashitosa that the Vayichul is not Mikra then anyway. But he brings the Rukham, that the Rukham Kanievsky is a dike from the Gro, that the Gro holds it is a chiyuv to say it. According to the Gro Pashas, you should try Mimma Meir, but the Chazan said not to. Mimma Mekatzer. Okay, Chess. Don't be Mekatzer your Shemon Esrei in order to say by Yechul with the Tzibur. So the Chazan says, does a bracha as mein sheva. So that the Yochid doesn't say it. You can't say Baruch to Hashem at the beginning, you can't say Baruch to Hashem Kadesh Shabbos at the end. You can say all the middle part if he wants. That's the meaning that we say it along with the Chazan. So this is what we have, that nusach over there, which starts off with the bracha, kadesh shemayim ba'aretz. So why were Chazal Masakim to say a Chazar Sashatz Friday night, or an abridged Chazar Sashatz? Because the mazikim shabbat tiksiyah shalem hayu besoda, they were out, shul out in the field. Pomim bnei adam ma'akim loboy the basic nesses vishar yachidim. Basic nesses besoda, they're going to be left by themselves. Pichas tiksiyah brachasu kadesh shayab oitzah shiatsiyah marif bo. This time gam heim tfilos and they came late. They'll catch up. So that the kana remains in place. So the yachid can say below chasima. So we say that middle paragraph. And the minig is that the tzibur says it with the chazan. It doesn't belong to the tzibur at all. It's like Milah Shemon Esrei, all of a sudden the tzibur would start saying part of Shemon Esrei. Because ours is a shot. And that's basically what we're doing. So that's a little bit strange. Can your portion of Shemash and Ogim Bezim come as Shashir Tzibur Omer Kol Rom Ad Rakach Shemane Shemayim Boretz Vachakach Omer Belachash Lo Yofa Himoisim Achar Shasim Hakol Yosu Hum Again Ois Bekol Rom. So that which the Chazan says along with the Tzibur, that middle paragraph, he doesn't say it out loud, and then he, after everybody's quiet and finishes, he just goes into the last paragraph of Rezeb and the Chuseinu. That's wrong. It's part of Chazar Sashatz. Whatever, you know, we're mistaken over here, and you need to say it out loud. The parallel Mishabura to this was Mishabura by Moedim. Right? He says that, you know, you need a full Chazar Shashat, so you have to say Moedim out loud. That which some Chazanim say Moedim quietly while the Tzibur is saying Moedim is incorrect. He says the same thing over here. That's incorrect to do that.
So this fulfills the same role as during the week? Store.
Basically, yeah.
What's
interesting though, because this is mitkanas haGemara. That was tkanas haGoyim. So apparently Friday night was more of a problem. Getting ready for Shabbos is more of a problem than the whole week during the week, I guess. I don't know. Okay. The main Sheva is based on the Gemara. The Baruch Shem Le'olam was the Tekanas HaGa'onim. It was added later on by the... Okay, let's hold it here. So tomorrow night...